Good afternoon, sir. What's your name, please?
Gauntlet James.
Oh, thank you, sir. Okay. Who's Gauntlet for James?
Yes, sir.
Just a minute, sir. We're figuring out who's got the lead on here. You have it? Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir, so just hold on, and he'll be right with you.
Good afternoon, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for us for the record?
Melvin James, 127550.
Okay, Mr. James, I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing. This afternoon, you have the Honorable Luis Quinones, to my far left, the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Carol Rittenhouse, sir.
Okay.
Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole office, is Mr. Turner, sir. So prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you of this hearing, this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, it notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. At this time, sir, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Jones, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Yes.
The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend, participate in, and complete substance abuse counseling at the Dubai RCEM program on or about July 17, 2018, as verbally directed by your PO on July 17, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, it's true. Okay. I started and I didn't complete.
Okay. Sir, the next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about July 17, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. It says that your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. James, is that true or false?
Yes, it's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, well, based on the admission of Mr. James, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed. Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make the determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start off phase two. We'll get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go with some information with you in the warrant, see if the board has any additional questions, as well as give you the opportunity to present any relevant information that you feel to the board, okay?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. James was released from ADC custody on 5/21/2018. And arrested on 12/5/2018 by the Gallup Police Department in New Mexico. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12/21/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 7/8/2019 with 141 abscond days. Current convictions, 2014, aggravated DUI, 3 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1995, theft, 1 year. 1996, commitment B, count one, aggravated assault, 1 year. 1996, commitment C, count one, aggravated assault, 6 years, 6 months. 2003, burglary, second degree, 4 years. 2010, commitment E, count one, aggravated DUI, 4 months. 2010, commitment F, count one, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. 2010, commitment G, count one, aggravated DUI, 2 years. This is his fourth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, he self-admitted to being a member of the STG Dene Pride. Prior terms of supervision, 2003, TIS release, absconded for 10 days, self-surrendered, found in violation, continued on supervision, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2006, TIS release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with weapons, threatening, conspiracy, violence, and promoting contraband noted. Other arrest, 1994, aggravated DUI, Arizona juvenile probation. 2003, burglary second degree, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. 2007, DUI, liquors, drugs, vapors combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2009, DUI, liquors, drugs, vapors combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2009, DUI, liquors, drugs, vapors combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GB score of G7, V9.
All right, thank you, Mr. Attorney. Okay, Mr. James, I see that when you were released, you were to reside at Transitional Living Communities, TLC, at 2202 East Roosevelt Street, and then it looks like on May 25th, 2018, you were discharged from TLC. Says that you failed your UA and was positive for spice. Looks like on June 8th, you were approved to reside at Vibre at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix. And then on July 31st, you walked off and left Vibre. July 13th, you walked off and left Vibre, the RCBM program. Then on July 17th, you were approved to return back to Vibre. And then you again walked off and left the Vibre program. Says that when you left the second time, says that you did not return and you didn't have any other approved residence, and that you were approved without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Also says that you were given referrals for work, but it doesn't really show any verifiable employment. So why did you leave Vibre, sir?
I left Vibre because my girlfriend at the time was pregnant. She was not from this state. But before I explain that, if you don't mind, please, I would like to say that during my community supervision while out there, my name was Rand, just random. Cop ran my name and said, you got some misdemeanor warrants from way back in Phoenix and Flagstaff. I notified my about June, he knew about it, and if I had no reason whatsoever, if I had a reason to not report to him, or if I didn't have no notion to finish my parole or attempt to finish it and do the Vibre classes, I would have never came back from Flagstaff when I was released for misdemeanor. It was a year earlier. My parole officer, Abadju, knew about it. He told me, he looked it up on the computer. He seen on the computer that there were old warrants. And he just told me, he said, just get back over here as soon as you get, take care of that in Flagstaff. And that's exactly what I did. I did not run, I did not, I listened to what he said. He told me to come back as soon as you can, get back to Phoenix, and then check in with me. That's exactly what I did. And I had no reason to run. I had no reason to hide from him or whatever. My girlfriend was pregnant, and she had a lot of her stuff stolen along with cards, ID, and all that stuff. She's not from the state, and that's, I could not, I verbally, I was present for a junior bond when I asked them about this. I said, you know, my girlfriend needs a place to stay. She doesn't have nothing right now. And some of her stuff got stolen, and can you give me some addresses for a place where I can send her, or she wants to go, you know, she was willing to go to a halfway house even. And I went to see a Bajo, and he told me, he said, I can't really do anything, I'm supervising you, so I cannot help her. So I went back to the halfway house, and then I asked him there. I said, you know, I just can't leave her on the street. She's not from this town, and, you know, she came out here to visit and have her stuff stolen, and, I, you know, that's the only reason. I mean, I know I made a mistake because I'm the one off supervision, and I, you know, I own up to that. But I just wanted to bring up those little words and misdemeanors that have brought you through love. He told me, you know, I was in class that he's in Phoenix. He told me to come back over here once you get back, get done with the court, and report to you, and that's exactly what I did, you know.
Okay, so what were you doing on that 141 days that you were absconding, and why did you contact your PO?
I lost my phone. I didn't have no memory of his number. During the time that I absconded, I'm getting my girlfriend situated with living and just money-wise, you know, and I just couldn't leave her like that. She was unemployed. She's homeless out here, and she's got a house out there in New Mexico.
Okay. So how did you come in contact with the police in New Mexico, sir?
I figured they were looking for me, the marshals. And I just got tired of, you know, I was going to eventually call the parole board or whatever, or just turn myself into jail. And, you know, I talked about it with her, and she said, you know, just go take care of that, and that's it, you know, just... If you get out again, just stay down there and take care of it.
Okay, so I hope your girlfriend's doing okay. How's she doing?
She's doing all right.
Says she was pregnant. Did she have a baby? When'd she do?
Yes.
She did?
What?
Did she have the child yet?
That, I would like to, it's kind of, she didn't have a baby. Miscarriage.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. And I'm sure the rest of the board will give you our condolence for that loss. So, at this time, sir, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. So, seeing no additional questions coming from the board, Mr. James, we're about to come up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion, sir?
I would just like to say that the leeway. House was very helpful. My counselor, Darren, I just like the whole setup of it where, you know, two, three days out of the week, you know, went to the office or we had meetings at the halfway house. And, you know, the managers, even from other halfway houses that I've been to, they were, compared to the other halfway houses I've been to, these guys were pretty much respectful, you know, more respectful towards the people that were living there. I want to return to the Reaver House and finish the program, you know, it's a 6-month program. And I talked to my counselor Eastman here at Meadows Unit, and he's, you know, he said, you know, I can sit here and tell you guys, you know, I'll take an ankle monitor if that's even possible also, you know. And, you know, like I said, I own up to my responsibility. Yeah, I did wrong. You know, I didn't call that PO, and I didn't get in touch with him. You know, I'm not blaming nobody but myself.
Okay. All right, sir. The board's going to go into discussion. Now we're in discussion, Mr. James. I'm going to ask you to remain on the line so you can hear the discussion taking place. During the discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you. So stay on the line, sir. However, I need you to remain silent. We'll get back to you with the board's decision, okay? The board's now going into discussion. We've had opportunity to talk and listen to Mr. James, and he was at very into a program. He did say that he had his girlfriend who was not here from Phoenix. She was from New Mexico. She was pregnant. Someone stole all her belongings, and he tried to find a place and talk to his PO. His PO said that he was supervising him and couldn't really help him. He couldn't get any help, so he took her back, went back with her to Mexico, that she could get situated and get straightened out. In New Mexico, where she has a house at, says that he turned himself in basically to the police in Mexico. Said he figured they were looking for him, and he was tired of running, and he had talked to his girlfriend, and they made a decision just to go ahead and get that over with. He has been on community release two other times. One time he absconded for 10 days. He was then put back on supervision, and then he was arrested after that. In 2016, he was out on TIS release and was arrested again. I said with that information, along with the fact that he was an absconder for 141 days, and he did leave the state of Arizona without the permission of his PO. We have no idea of exactly what he was doing during that period of time, other than what he tells us. I don't feel that Mr. James would make a good candidate for to be released back out on community supervision. He does have a release date of July 8th of 2019, during which time he won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. James. I find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. As I stated before, he did abscond for 141 days and did leave the state of Arizona without the permission of his parole officer. We have no idea of exactly what he was doing during that period of time. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed. Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. James, sir, you heard the conversation. The board has made a vote to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on July 8th of 2019. During this time, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. At that time, we do want to thank you for taking the time of opportunity for appearing before this board. However, that is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. James.
All right.
Could you put the CO3 on the phone? Yes, sir. Could you put the CO3 on?